Joe's Paisley Penny Arcade. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the Paisley Penny Arcade. I am Mo, and today is Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. I don't know what that is. That's park your planes here or somewhere else. How are you doing? May 2026. What do you know about that? Won't you come in? Have a seat. Don't sit on my ukulele. That would be... It would go kabong or something. How are you? I hope you're having a good Wednesday. I hope you're having a good 2026. As a matter of fact, that would be nice. That would be very nice. Renee, welcome to the room. What room? What sayest thou? Has the man gone daft? Long time ago. Very long time ago. I have a chat room, and that is in my YouTube chat room. How do you get there? You go to YouTube at the at sign Mo Abdelbaki, MOABDELBAKI, and you can sign on in to my chat room and you can talk to me, at me, with me, amongst me, and we can talk, because today is going to be kind of just a chat day. I had a couple of experiences. I'll talk about some things, and I'm just going to be kind of an open structure sort of chat today, and that's how that's going to be, because I had kind of one of those weeks of just a couple of those weeks, so, or whatever. If I'm making any sense. I often don't make sense. This is what I'm told anyway. Renee, how are you? It's good to see you. And like I said, come on in. Have a chat with me. And let me tell you what kind of happened that set it off. There's a lot going on in the world, obviously. We still have a war going on. And not a war. Oh, they can't call it a war, because then they'd have to appeal to Congress and so on and so forth. And that would be troublesome. Anyway, price of gas is up, and that's that. It's hot outside. I'm wearing this because it's just I'm used to wearing it. I wear it a lot. I like this shirt. You ever have a shirt that's just comfortable and you feel comfortable in it, and it just that's kind of how I'm a creature of habit. Anyway, there are these Facebook pages, and they're groups. That's what they are. They're groups, and they funneled them to me. How they figured out I was in Toronto, maybe I said something about it. I'm not sure. I don't make too much. I have a Toronto page. I have my own. I guess they call it a business page, although I haven't done much business on it in a long time. But they started funneling these pages toward me, and so I answered a few. There's a post, and you're going, is this kind of what people think about, Tarot? And I've realized that there's an entire side of the Tarot world that is so different than anything that I perceive of. It's just mind-boggling. And I think, wow, I don't understand. I don't. And I realize, okay, so I've been in my own little Tarot bubble for so long. And perhaps I've, you know, because most of these people in there, I would venture to say that about 90% to 99.9% of them use the Rider-Waite deck or some offshoot of that. Because, you know, there are a lot of decks that use the Rider-Waite deck or someone copies the Rider-Waite deck. And it's like, oh, okay. There you go. And so they show a card and they say, what do you think about this reading on these cards? And so I'll say, well, I, you know, because I like to, it's interesting. It's kind of fun to throw in your 2 cents worth. You're in my humble opinion, you know. Oh, it's Audra. Hello, Audra. How are you? She says, hi, everyone. Sending love. I'm banned from Facebook. You're banned from Facebook? Holy mackerel. What did you do to get banned from Facebook? That had to have been something pretty outstandingly outrageous. I guess, who knows what, I mean, you know, what, yeah, I mean, you don't have to tell us. So you answer and people are like kind of freaked out because it's so different. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time and working with Tarot and I really, the main deck that I studied has been the Aleister Crowley Thoth Tarot. And he's a pretty well-learned fellow when it came to Hermetic Tarot decks. And Arthur Edward Waite was a member of the Golden Dawn, as was Crowley, and so they came from the same discipline. But what has evolved out of Waite's deck is kind of a very different feel. It might not be too outrageous for me to say that a lot of people just take the deck, Pamela Coleman Smith's deck, they call her Pixie, which was her nickname, they call her that, so some people don't even know her name, they just call her Pixie, which is cool, you know, and they just have these meanings of the cards that are based on the images of the cards that she drew, which is, there's nothing wrong like that, nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you look at my cards, my cards are my meanings as based upon my thoughts on the cards, which I'll tell you something about that in just a minute. I don't need to show you anything. But so it's kind of a fascinating world for me because some of the readings that people have, and there are a lot of newbies. I mean, people have been reading Tarot for a week. And they come on and they say things like, okay, I've just gotten the cards, and would someone help me with this? And I don't even touch that, because it's like, man, I don't want to spend an hour doing this, you know. But there are some that are so obviously, I think, I won't say on the wrong track, but it's just like, I don't, and then there are a lot that are right on. And I've been, there are several groups like that. There's one group where I think someone took great offense to what I said. I wasn't banned from from Facebook, but I think I was banned from writing anything else on the group. I made some historic remarks about Tarot, about how that Tarot is was a game and wasn't always what it was supposed to be, this fortune telling thing. I said it was started out as a game for betting, and that then someone took offense, and so they kind of said, "Nope, you're not talking anymore." But that's the truth. That's the truth. That is part of it. And if you find reputable books on Tarot, they're going to tell you that because it's still a game. And they said, "Oh, I don't think we want you to talk." So, ho, ho, ho. That's how it kind of goes, you know. Oh, so here's what happened. Someone hijacked your account, pretended to be you, posted that I needed help. Oh, my God. And stole thousands from my friends. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. That's a bad one. And you used to get your astrology clients from Facebook, so... and it's just their algorithms, right? And you can't get a human to listen. So the whole thing is run by AI now, I guess. Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, it's all these algorithms. And they say our computers don't listen to us. I was talking to my wife yesterday and told her that I went to a wedding decades ago in Santa Barbara. And that it was a beautiful city, and that I really liked it. And today, was not on my computer, and it was away, you know, my pad thing. And today I got an ad saying, go to Santa Barbara. And I thought, well, you know, pay for me to go to Santa Barbara, because I can't afford it. Especially nowadays. It was expensive then. I can't even imagine how expensive it is now, you know. It was a wedding. Destination wedding I had to go to. I had to go to. There was no, but I'm glad I did. I had a great time. Everyone was real uptight. I'm never uptight when I go places, because I always take a sketchbook, you know, a book to draw in, and I draw. And I draw people. Back in a former existence with my first wife, I would she and her parents used to like to go to Vegas, so I'd go along, but I would instead of gambling, I would draw people, and they'd stare at me, and I'd say, stare away, I'm drawing you, you know. And I'd sketch, and they'd, I have these books, I still have the books with the people in them, and you know, they were always looking at me like, oh, I don't like you drawing me. And it's like, I don't care. I never got kicked out of anywhere for doing it. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, Audra. That's absolutely terrible. And there probably is nobody that you can appeal to. God, that's horrible. That's the problem with this modern age. We don't know how to deal with it yet. We don't know how to work with it properly yet. And there are crooks. And the crooks are, they know what they're doing. And that's a real issue, you know. And if you ask the Tarot, which is pretty smart, Tarot is smart, say, what can we do about all this? And we get the Five of Swords reversed. The Five of Swords is defeat, and you. So it's just saying you can't defeat them. You can't, you know, maybe on an individual basis. Well, hello, Pamela. How are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. I think you were in CA's chat room yesterday, weren't you? And we had that was a fun show. If you get a chance, you know, you can listen to any show that anyone's on. You can go to 12listen.com and go to On Demand, and you can find all sorts of people there. There's CA, and there's me, and there's other people who have shows. And to be honest with you, I know that Mark, of course, has a show. He has one on Monday and Wednesday now. And Kat has a show. She's had a show forever. And Kelly Whetstone has a show, and all sorts of... There's good listening, you know. There's not just the incoherent ramblings of this madman. There are sane people, too. Yesterday's show with CA, if you didn't hear it, it was, I thought, a darn good show. I talked about... we talked about druids and druidism and so on and so forth. It was, I thought, a good show. Excuse me. I'll have a sip of this stuff. Thank you. And it was very nice. It was a good conversation. I always look forward to being on her show. Second Tuesday of the month, generally speaking, unless something has come up. And it's always a lot of fun, because she's a fine person. She's a fine person, very intelligent, and a good astrologer. I'm an astrologer. I do Vedic astrology, although I haven't done much of it lately. I've kind of curtailed things down a bit, quite a bit, mainly because my wife isn't well. The cards tell it like it is. Yes, they do tell it like it is. Yes, they do. They do. So this is, I was talking about this business with the other versions of the way things are. And so I kind of finally came to the conclusion that there's not a whole lot that, I mean, I still enjoy reading these posts because there are people who've been doing tarot for a year. Or there was one person who said, I'm a master. I've been doing it for 10 years, you know, and I thought, oh, wow. That's okay. You're a master. I remember Mark was the first person to ever call me a master. And I rebelled against it. And at that time, I'd been doing it for about 20 years. And now I've been doing it for over 60 years. I've had tarot in my life. But I'll take the term. I'll take the term. Oh, what I was going to tell you, I finally got my cards up and running, and they're up for sale now. So what I'm going to do is this show will be available, I mean, like seconds after the show's over, but I won't be till this evening until I put up the link to how, if you're interested in purchasing the deck, I'll put a link up and you can purchase the deck that way. The price is the price that is set by the company that sells them, because the price has gone up, of course, as everything's gone up and tariffs and all that stuff. But they're available. They're like $46. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize. It's just they are what they are. And there's two copies of the same deck. I wanted to have that deck be two different types. One was a smooth one, and it turned out to both be linen, and I'm not sure how I did that, but you can ignore one of them and just go with that. I also put up my Kipper deck, the psychedelic deck. It's for sale. It's 36 cards, so it's significantly cheaper. My moon deck, which I thought was lost. It apparently is still available, and I had a very nice discussion with the people who run it, and they were very kind and said, yeah, it's all. So apparently the moon deck drawings are still available. You'll be able to see the first four cards or eight cards or so if you're interested. All you have to do is click on it. You don't have to put in a card. You click on it and you can see a few cards. The moon card has none of these have any instructions. You know, now what you do is you click on it, you can see what they look like. Now beware, the Kipper deck has, they're not labeled. I'm going to eventually label a deck and say, okay, this is the main character card, male, and main character card female. But this, the Kipper deck is not labeled. So if you decide to get a deck, they're going to look just like this. Comes in a white, what they call a white tuck box. And as many of you may know, tucks are, many of you may know, are hemorrhoid medication. So the cards look, you know, just like this. And there's nothing on them except they just kind of look like that. That's the illness card. That one right there, it's a whale. Sounding, and the reason it's illness is because I love that image in Moby Dick where Ahab is tied into his cot there, and he's thrashing. And Renee, you know, I don't anymore. I'm having to recreate it. I had a major loss of computer with all files. So I'm recreating. She's asking about a PDF I had. And so what I'm going to do is try and find, I may have a copy somewhere. I'm looking for it. But this time I'm going to add to it because it was it was okay, but it wasn't really good. And I think what I'll do is make it available through Amazon. I'm going to embellish it, not embellish it, but make it better, add to it, because there's a lot of ideas I have. For example, it was 250 pages long or something, and it was okay. Did you like it, Renee? I thought it was okay, but it didn't say a lot of things about the cards that I thought now I think I should say. Because I'm getting old. If I'm going to leave something about Tarot, I think I should leave something that makes sense, you know, about the cards, that are a little more than just, this card says this, you know, if you know what I mean. I like this card too. This is the prison card, you know. That's the prison card. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so you if you want these cards, I mean, they're there. This is the court card. Yeah. Ibis, Thoth, right? Right? I mean, this is just my take on it, and psychedelic in nature. The deceit card. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you see, it was okay. What you really got out of it were full, big color pictures of all the cards. That's what you really got out of it. And that was the benefit. And this card means this. You know, it was like that. But I'm adding, I started already on it. I already started adding, and I start with the Fool, which of course is the first card. And I'm going to see about publishing it, self-publishing it on Amazon, and making it not expensive. I don't know what they charge. I don't know about self-publishing yet. Yeah, I love this one too. This is if you look at this, you can see what this is. This is a paisley, but in three dimensions. We don't get to see full paisley. That, can you see that on the top? It's a paisley there. But this is the paisley before it peels off and becomes, you know. Pamela, I'm not trying to sell cards. I just, the reason I'm doing this is because people have asked for them, you know, and I haven't been able to do it. This is the letter card, you see, communications. And I may rename some of them, you know, because they should be, when they look like this, shouldn't they have a name that's a little different, you know? This is sometimes how I feel, you know. When you come from this era, don't you think? Don't you think? So I'm just warning you, they're not labeled. But you can do your own meanings too, you know. You can do your own meanings. So what I will do is I will put the link in the comments to this show after that. And then that way, if you've been waiting for a deck, you can get the deck. And the Tarot deck. And a lot of people, believe it or not, use my deck. Why do I say believe it or not? Because it surprises me. I really made it just for me. And then I had it printed up. And then people I read for said, where can I get that? You know? And I'm going to have another deck printed up too. One that I designed for myself as well, that I actually never had printed up. So I'll print up one for myself first, make sure it's viable. It's a divination deck, which I really like. It's called a transformation deck, where the pips are all involved in the deck. Transformation decks have been popular for hundreds of years, and they're fun. They're a lot of fun. And I also have a lot of cards for another deck, another Tarot deck, that I drew that I haven't done anything with yet. The Tower card is a dirigible, you know, a blimp coming in, a Zeppelin, big Zeppelin coming in. It's just fun. It's fun for me because the ideas come quick and fast. All right, that's that discussion. So I got to thinking about it, and what came to mind, was that it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter. Oh, thank you. You say they're gorgeous. That's, I appreciate that. What comes to mind is that it really doesn't matter. As long as people are involved in the art, and as long as people are using these wonderful tools to help others and to help themselves. I probably won't do it as a PDF. I'm probably actually going to publish it, Pamela, just because, frankly, my wife got pretty sore with me when I just gave it away. And the reason I gave it away, to be honest, is because everyone who bought it, for the most part, had been in my classes and had already, in my opinion, paid for it many times over. And this is kind of a different gig, if you catch my drift. This will be, and plus, this way it's also available for people after I'm gone, which could be, you never know. You know, I mean, I'm turning 72 in a few days here, and so we never know. And I'm hoping to live to be, 97 would be fine with me. I want to be a burden on my children, if possible. And it hasn't happened yet, but I'm hoping. I'm really hoping, you know. So, hey, come over here, you. Come over here, you. I remember you when I changed your diapers. Now, guess what? It's your turn. You know, that type of thing. So, anyway. So, it's a wonderful thing, this art. And there is an art to reading. To the newbies, and the newbies are the lifeblood of metaphysics. When I was a newbie, in the mid-60s, the early 60s is when I got bitten by the bug, but I didn't get my first deck until the mid-60s. Well, almost the late. Got my first deck in 65 is when it came in the mail. And I was absolutely rabid, and to understand it, I was 11. And I was out of my mind trying to figure out what it was I was looking at. And it didn't come easily because everything was so hush-hush secretive. So nowadays, we are helping each other. People are helping each other. And so I'm glad that I get to interject a little different. For example, what I always do is when people start saying this card means this or this, that, and I disagree, I say, well, this card is ruled by Mars. And this card is ruled by Venus and Scorpio. You know, the debauch card, Venus and Scorpio. And so therefore, it really isn't, you know, this or that. They were talking about the disappointment card, you know. And, well, you know what, Pamela? Pamela said she's a late bloomer. Better late than never. Absolutely. I don't think, a normal kid. I'm not a normal adult. I've never been normal. I've never been in the norm. Last Sunday was Mother's Day, and I wrote about my mom in the Power Peak. My mom and I had a tempestuous, contentious relationship, but we loved each other. That love at times was stretched and didn't always go easily. Oh, no, it didn't. I mentioned that there were times when we didn't speak to each other for months. And I mean it, months. Especially after I became an adult and didn't live at home anymore. But there were times, she kicked me out a lot. But I lived at home. She kicked me out. because I was not malleable. I was me. And I was me from the time I was a tiny little tot. Normal's overrated. Overrated, yeah, not to mention boring. Well, it's not boring to a lot of people, though, Pamela. It is for us, maybe. It is for me. I just don't... Well, you see, I don't understand what normal is. Because I do... I can't do it. Not that I haven't tried. Not that I haven't tried. I've tried. I've tried to be a good boy. I've tried to fit in. And people think I'm normal in the beginning. Oh, I missed that. Exactly. Five of Swords is now declared permanently disabled, and I'm not permitted to appeal. They have labeled me a criminal. Wow. That's terrible. Yeah. Yeah, they do tell it like it is. Sorry about that. Yeah, the cards don't goof around. Yeah, I that's one problem I have, is that people, they don't know. I'm very open with people about who and what I am, and it's hard for them to believe that. When I say I'm eccentric, you know, or when I say that I'm, this is what I do and this is what I am, and it is to the core, you know, to the core. And people think, oh no, I can change that. No, you can't. You can't change it, because this is what I am. And I think most of you watching this are the same way. You are who you are. It's like Popeye. I am what I am. And that's what I am. That's all that I am, whatever he said. I've been a Popeye fan all my life. You know. Rough and gruff and tough. And we live our lives. That's what the fool is about, when you think about it, is that the fool just is exactly who and what he or she is. No excuses. The fool is exactly what the fool is. And is completely and totally itself. Now, there are a lot of secrets to the Fool card. A lot of very deep secrets to understanding everything there is to understand about that card. But this is neither the time nor the place to really delve into that, to go deep, deep, deep into what the Fool card is truly about. Because it is deep, deep, deep. The fool, of course, is all of us at one time or another. It is innocence. And I think that life should be approached with innocence. I believe that when we approach most things innocently, that we are, to a very large extent, protected. We are seeing a great experiment right now, I think, with this government of ours. If you live in this country, the United States, we're seeing a great experiment, one that is undoubtedly ridiculous in many ways, but is very serious and could have long-lasting effects. But there is an innocence that underlies the basic premise of this nation, in my opinion. Even though it was born in blood and born in some terrible concepts, in my opinion, in usurping so much land from people who were here before, who had no real concept of what was going on because it was foreign to them, the indigenous people. Even though this country was built upon the concept of enslavement, and there will be people who will be angry with me about that, but I think that happens to be the case. And is it possible that something karmic is happening right now? That something karmic is happening during this 250-year anniversary of this nation? It's older than that, but this signing of the Declaration. So we look at it as if we're being oppressed, but in reality, is it time for us to face something? There is an innocence to the whole idea of people being free. Freedom. And I think that this is what we're really seeing. This is what is going on, is that there is a real sense of having to reckon with certain things. What we're seeing is this incredible greed, this incredible sense of people who will do anything for money. Anything. Anything. And blatantly do anything for money. And corruption without any hesitation of thought. Without any shame. It's shamelessness. Just absolute go for it. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And to be honest with you, I'm going to be absolutely frank with you. I am happy I've lived through this period. Because it's amazing to watch. I don't know exactly where it's going, but I've got a pretty good idea. You know? And it's fascinating, the extent of it all. And it's fascinating to watch the people rise up. Because I think that's a big part of it as well. This is an amazing time to be alive. This is an amazing time to be here. And I was around for Nixon and Watergate, you know, and before. It's a very interesting time. I remember watching students get the crap beat out of them at the Chicago Democratic National Convention on TV. Yeah, that's when I became politically aware. Bye, Audra. You have a great week, too. So, we are a part of something. We as metaphysicians, we are part of something very important. We may not think it. Certainly other people don't think it. And I think we have a duty to call it the way we see it. And we do it with cards, and we do it with I Ching, or we do it with astrology. And we have this important job that we do, which is we try to help people. And hopefully we do. If you've been doing this any length of time, you begin to find out that people often don't listen to you, but that eventually they realize that you were right. And that doesn't always help anything, but it's a part of the system, you know, it's a part of the job. And you don't, I never gloat about it. I never say, oh, told you so. And I don't, sometimes I think it, I guess. But the whole point is that what's going on is that we have this place of holding that truth. So it doesn't matter whether it's the Arthur Edward Waite School of Cards or whether it's the Aleister Crowley School of Cards or whether you create your own deck or not. You have a real duty, I think, to do whatever you can to promote clarity as much as possible. This isn't about Trump or not Trump or anyone else. This is just about a period of time where strange things are happening. Now, they've happened before. And things went back to something approaching normalcy. And they're going to happen again. Things get strange. And strange is okay. But these are hard times. And I think it's up to us to try to promote as much calm as we can and as much strength as we can and to rebel against panic, you know? Because everything's going to be all right, I hope. I'm pretty sure it will be. As long as we remain steadfast and remain strong against oppression. But these tools that we have, cards, pieces of paper, they're just pieces of cardboard. That's all they are. And when you run a chart, all it is a map of the heavens at a particular time. It's what we do with it. And it's what the sincerity is behind it that makes a difference. I've known some pretty smarmy psychics. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. I've known some downright cheat psychics, you know? People who were in it just for the money and just because, I mean, I met a guy who saw people making a lot of money doing it and quit his job and decided he was going to rake it in. And he did it for a few weeks, didn't do very well, and had to go back to his regular job, you know. And was very disappointed when he had to do that. And I thought, you know, it's not that easy. You have to, there has to be, and there are a lot of crooks. Yeah, I'm not supposed to say things like that. We're not supposed to, you know, but it happens to be true. Not all of them know they're doing it. I'll give you that. But there are an awful lot who do. And I've met them. I've caught a few. Boy, do I have stories. No, I'm not going to tell them. Not even one. Because that takes it right out of the... It's just a completely different topic. The topic here is to talk about the fact that it's real. And that it is ubiquitous, right? It's everywhere. Why? Because we love to believe. And we love this stuff. We need this stuff. So I'm going to keep going to those pages and looking at them. You know, Tarot this or that and whatever this is and that page and I didn't mean to disparage anyone or anybody, and that's not what I'm about.
I mean, live and let live. But if they can use, there's a site called Aleister Crowley. And I may have told you this before, but it said, if you could ask Aleister Crowley one question, what would it be? And people were saying things like, did you ride a white horse, from the song by Ozzy Osbourne, you know, and most of it was real sarcastic. And my question would be, if he were around, I'd say, is it okay, is it worth it for me to reveal to the world the 50-some years worth of research, what I've discovered in a book or lectures or, you know, whatever? Is it, should I reveal the tidbits, the amazing stuff that you put in this deck? The little secrets, the little lessons to mankind that you've put in there. And I wrote that down. And I waited. Because I knew that an answer would come. And sure enough, about a week later, not a response. And this thing gets lots and lots of traffic. So after about a week or 2 weeks, I don't know how long it was, this response came from, I would say, a young lady in her 20s. It said, "Oh, sure, go ahead." And very sarcastic, in my opinion, is how it came about. And I said, "Yep, that answers it," or something to that effect. And I thought, there's no reason to. There's absolutely no reason for me to waste the time and energy. I mean, there would be some people who would like it. After I gave a lecture at a Tarot convention about the things that I had discovered, some of them, a gentleman who was heavily into it, and a very learned gentleman, and a very, Lon Milo Duquette himself, who was the head of the Thelema organization here in this country, who was Crowley's order that he started. This guy was a writer with Duquette. He came up and said, "You've got to write this book." And I said, "Well, okay, thanks." And I thought, no, I don't think so. Because Duquette himself said, I enjoyed it, but I have no idea what you're talking about. And I thought, that's probably true. No one really got it. A lot of people were there. They listened. They seemed very interested. But at the same time, I don't think it was of any worth. It's so esoteric and so... It's like people really, because it's all, you know, numerology and symbolism and of what good is. I mean, it's all, it's important information if you're into certain types of things, you know. I just got quite a chill. Maybe I'll do it one of these days. But what I got in that message was, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. Which was a sarcastic, "You go right ahead, old man," you know. And I realized that was the answer. No. And so what people are looking for is validation. And that's what these tools can give us. I don't think they're looking for... I got obsessed when I was in my early 20s, and that's what led me to spend all those years on that, the obsession. But what we really need is validation, and it is fun, you know. He might be tickled that you noticed. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, I had a dream one night when I was about in my 40s. Was that? No, I was in my 30s. Yeah. And in the dream, I was in old London. And I was across the street from a place, and there was a carriage that went by with a horse, you know, the whole thing, just like out of an old Sherlock Holmes. And I walked across the street and I knock, knock, knock with the knocker, you know. And a lady came to the door, a maid in a maid's outfit, so corny. And she said, "He's waiting for you." And I thought, "Oh, who?" And went in, and there was a young Aleister Crowley, youngish, maybe in his 40s. He looked pretty good, you know, shock of black hair, you know, and sitting behind a desk, and he motioned for me to sit down across from him. And he said, "I just wanted to tell you, you're doing very well." And I said, "Oh, that's good to know. There's a lot I don't understand." And he said, "Oh, I think you'll catch on to most of it." And he sat back, and the maid came in, and she said, "Will he be staying for tea?" He said, "No." That was it. And up I got, and I like woke up. I went, "Oh, that's abrupt. You know, I can't even have tea, you know." But yeah, I was hard at it then. I was, boy, I got into gematria heavy and studied, you know, all sorts of. I was doing prime numbers, because prime numbers have specific meanings in his world, and I was studying them diligently and figured out a bunch of stuff. And you go back and figuring out the symbols. For example, the Hierophant card, he tells how he shows you exactly how it's possible for a rich man to go to heaven. He tells you how a rich man can go to heaven. You know, and it's a great pun. It's a great thing he does in that. And you go, "Oh, okay, I see that." And he tells you in the Fool card exactly how you can be really tricked, and how you can be drawn into a world of destruction so easily, not even knowing it, and how you can be. Complete through sexuality, you can be destroyed in the Fool card, and it's, you wouldn't even know it, you know, passively destroyed through sex. And it's like, wow. And it's so, it's right there, but you would never know it unless you know, lots of research and lots of it. And then he tells you and what to look out for specifically in one part up there, and people misunderstand the symbol. They misunderstand the butterfly, you know, on the chest of the Fool. They think it's one thing, but it's not. It's something completely different. It's so unbelievably clever that people, I don't know if they'll ever figure it out. I figured it out. It's right there. It's so clever. So clever. All you have to do is ask yourself, why is there an arrow going right to this butterfly? Why is there an arrow coming from the Chariot card to this butterfly? Why would you shoot an arrow to that? An arrow of will. A quanta of will. Why? I must have spent a year on that card. Spent a lot of time on the Magus card. And I finally said, I figured out who and what the baboon was. Whew. Blew my mind when I got that one. You know, and you get all that stuff, and you get to the end of it, and you go, so what? So what? So what? Doesn't, you know. So, and that's why he made Freda Harris draw each card sometimes 9 times, 8 or 9 times, because she didn't do what he told her. He didn't do it the way he told her. There were certain things that had to be exactly the way he wanted them. Speak for a reason. You know? So you know it. So what? Someone else will figure it out eventually, or they won't. Who cares? What's important is not that stuff. What's important is helping each other. That's what's important. That's what's important. Not a pat on the back that you'll break your shoulder doing, you know, patting yourself on the back. What's important is reality. That's what's important. Okay? Oh, time's up. Time's up. All right. Well, strange day, but that's okay. That's okay. Pamela said it sounds like a visitation rather than a dream. Maybe. Maybe. It was weird. He wouldn't give me any tea, so maybe it was a visitation with me staying for tea. No. All right. I love you all. And until next week, I wish you all peace, and I wish you all love, and happiness. Be happy. This is our life. Life. This is our life. This is it. Enjoy it. Love it. Man, I love mine. And I mean it. I love my life. This is a wonderful time I'm having. And next time I see you, I'm going to be older. Peace and love, my friends. And I will talk to you later, okay? Bye.
Until next we meet, I'll be waiting for you right here in the Paisley Penny Arcade.